Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you on this really good Friday. Seriously, good Friday. It is what it is. Happy Good Friday to all of you, all you Christians out there. This is a very special day, very special weekend, as we approach the Easter weekend here in America and around the world. And it is a special weekend for, holy crap, I don't know that we've had a busier day than this. I really don't. It's going to be difficult. Of course, the Astros, you can't watch them because they're going to be on Apple TV, so you won't be able to see that.
You don't have Apple TV?
I do, okay. But I won't be home. I won't be home.
I have Apple TV, and I can watch it.
Yeah. Well, you got that while you got the Cougs on.
Yeah.
While you've got the Rockets on.
Astros are not getting much of a peak. I mean, between those
that's
two.
That's what I'm saying.
This is playoffs for the Cougs. It's basically playoff for the Rockets.
Of all the games. And they're playing the New York Yankees, and yet that is the least important game.
Well, it
depends
on where you, like, you may not care about Cougar basketball. For you, that bees. And you may not, if you're an
Astros
fan, you
don't care.
Who
doesn't care about Cougar
basketball? Oh, there's lots of people.
That's silly. That's the silliest.
No, there's lots of people who don't care about the Cougs. There's a lot of Aggies.
If you're a Houstonian, you get behind this team.
Yeah, that's not really how it works.
Well, that is how it works in my house.
Yeah. I think you think your house is representative of Houston.
It is. It absolutely is.
It's not. I don't think
my wife's an LSU girl, and she can't wait for the Cougs game.
I think it should be like that. That's the way it used to be, but it is still a university that people didn't go to. And so I think Longhorns care about Longhorns. Aggies care about Aggies. They're not cheering for the Cougs.
Yeah, cheer for the Cougs.
They should.
That's what you should
I don't
do.
Know why, but I just feel like you should.
You should. You're a Houstonian. It's good for the city. It'd be great for those. And, oh, by the way, what a great group of young men.
I think that I love all that stuff. I think Texans fans, Astros fans aren't going to watch any basketball. They're watching Astros. Rockets fans are going to watch Rockets, but they may bleed over into the other ones because they're a big deal. And then, Cougar fans are only watching Cougs.
Well, the least important of the games is the most popular of all three of those teams.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah. But it's also the most difficult to watch because Apple TV, a lot of people don't have Apple TV. A lot of people. Most of the people don't have Apple TV.
Y'all can just hit me up. I'll give you my user and passcode.
Okay. I'm going to give out your phone number and they can text you.
No, you send it to my WhatsApp. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Actually, you can probably find. No, you can't find my WhatsApp. I'm fine.
People could probably do it. You could tweet Lance.
Just illegally stream
at Lance Zierlein, and he'll give you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you something.
Right. And you can send him money, too, for eyelids or kids.
You'll get nudes and bio.
Oh, no.
Have you seen those people taking over?
I've seen those people, yeah. I know.
God, man, the amount
of... What did you put in NFL draft?
Draft profiles and bio. I spam back to the spammers.
Why do they separate the letters like that?
I don't know. They just do, so I copied it. Okay. And I was sending those bots
draft profile
in my bio, and I changed my bio to have my draft profiles.
We got some draft talk. I want to see if you agree with Bucky. Was it Bucky Brooks? No, it was somebody. Somebody put out.
It's probably Bucky Brooks. He might have been. He just had his third mock. My mock is due Monday. I got to do a new mock.
Oh no!
I don't like doing mock drafts.
Why do you have to do it? That's
I like doing a total of three, maybe, but not one pre. One pre-combine of free agency, one post, and then one before the draft. This is an extra they're making me do.
Uh-huh. Oh, this
and
is
then I got to do TV, my mock draft live on Tuesday to talk about my mock draft. And I just don't know how much I want to change it up. But I need to talk to some teams, start figuring out where some of these guys are going to go because I'm not having as many conversations as usual. So I need to start doing
Well, let's have a conversation about that Astros game yesterday.
Yeah, we'll do it later. This is the Astros are... On their road to under 91.5, They got off to a good start yesterday.
It's Fromber. A game out of 162. Fromber didn't look good. And as a matter of Wild hitting the guy. How many? The walks. They had 10 walks. Everybody was just, it was just bad.
Fromber was 6-5. Walked to strike.
The only positive was the back end of the lineup. Joe Espada made a curious decision in bringing in John Singleton. Of all the pinch hitters that he could have selected, I know there was a right-hander, and it's a tough right-hander on the mound. Man, Mauricio Dubon is just, if you're going to pinch hit for Jake Myers, a guy who homered in the game already, a guy who you've been standing behind all preseason, talking to and everybody what kind of faith you got in the guy, and then you come up in a game situation, and early in the game, it was relatively early in the game, and you got two outs and two runners on, and you put a non-contact hitter. Now, John Singleton, to me, should be pinch hitting if you're down two with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And that's the only time John Singleton should be pinch hitting.
Right.
Because he's got the possibility of hitting that three-run homer. It's more likely. Did you see the stat last year, his pinch hitting? 1-for-19.
Yeah.
It's 20 times more likely that he is going to make an out and more than likely strike out.
You weren't saying that when Espada went to him in the postseason?
Yeah,
with
he
that
had
huge
one
walk.
At-bat where he walked.
That's right. It was a huge walk.
It was a huge walk.
That's
that
right.
was a huge, huge walk. Mauricio Dubon was a really, really good player for you all year. You don't... I don't know. Already.
Oh, you guys thought you had escaped?
The coin has spoken.
You guys thought we were done with this?
Well, I don't know that. Would you have, okay, when he came up, would you have pinch hit for Jake Myers in that spot?
I mean, I'm always down for pinch hitting for Jake Myers. He did have a home run, which is fine.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, though.
No,
it was way earlier in the game.
Well, it was only
the first
at-bat. He struck out his second at-bat.
Yeah.
Here he comes in the third at-bat.
Yeah. And
right.
then, like, yeah. But what did you do for me lately?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. But
I didn't think you had to pinch hit for him.
Really. I didn't think you
I
had
mean,
to pinch
obviously, him. You're sitting there on a close game. Like, I'm not sure that you had to do that. You're certainly not doing it for any defensive purposes.
No. Well, no. Dubon can play center field.
Yeah, he's bad, yeah. But so is Jake.
But you're not doing it for that reason.
No.
You're not doing it for that reason. Still, you've got it is a top. It's the bottom of the sixth. It ain't like it's the ninth inning, and you got to have that. I don't know. He did address the issue.
Yes, and one game in, we've got managerial controversy.
Well, there's always going to be managerial.
It's always going to be. But
always.
We thought, Joe's going to be different from Dusty. Dusty's like, oh, y'all thought you were finished? This is what it's going to be. He's new. He doesn't have any track record, so Joe Spada is going to probably deal with this and all year long. And if the first decision is hitting with John Singleton, not great. Oh, and by the way, you probably didn't see it, but oddly enough, putting Singleton in led to racial controversy. His wife just posted after her.
What, she posted what?
She tweeted out comments that people sent her immediately after.
It's not people. It's one person.
It's one person.
Yeah, so that's why it's a little – because I went and looked at it. It's one guy, honestly, on Instagram who went and was saying racist stuff to her. Mm-hmm. It's this guy with the egg, like with the – I say egg. And so I don't want it to get overblown like Astros fans are doing this. It's one guy – who she blocked out his name. I'm assuming it's a him. Just blocked
out. Why did she block out his name? Shouldn't she expose him?
Yeah, but just block.
Well, yeah, he was saying ugly things. Yeah.
She said it's a fake account. Asked her.
Somebody, yeah.
She said it's a fake
account.
Someone
created it just so he could do that.
She's probably blocked him before. Just block him again. But when I saw that, I was very dismayed. And I am still dismayed that somebody said that to her. But I was thinking it was multiple people, and I went to it.
That's what I thought at first.
It's the same. Yeah. It's just the same person, which is terrible.
Well, let's hear Joe Espada explaining why he put in John Singleton for Jake Myers in that situation.
Yeah, listen closely. This is off a Twitter video, so yeah. But you should be able to hear him.
We talked about that matchup before the series start, you know, as a staff, and, you know, just good centers by Loizaga, and that's a really good matchup for Singleton. So I thought it was a good time to send a good lefty against a really tough righty against righty, trying to give us the lead there.
So they talked about it before. They liked that matchup.
Yeah, he said it was good for Singleton.
Was it?
That's what they thought.
It was an analytics-driven decision. It didn't work.
He ripped one at about 12 miles an hour back to the mound.
Well, on paper, John.
On paper, it's a nice matchup. I don't know. John Singleton is not a contact hitter.
I'm less worried about that than I am Fromber. Like, why are we focusing on this instead of Fromber? With six walks,
yeah.
Like if Fromber is good, you don't have to worry about John Singleton pinch hitting. That's the least of your problems. Yeah. If Fromber is not a whole lot better than this, and this is on the heels of what he did last year,
yeah.
You know, so especially second half of the year, that's the big story. Is Fromber is not finding a plate again? Like what the hell's going on? And Presley getting yacked around, and then you had, Montero stuff like. I don't know if we're getting career years from all the guys, John. I'm not sure. Jake Myers is on pace for a career year. I will give you that.
And Yiner had three hits, and McCormick.
Yiner's going to be good.
Yeah.
And McCormick's going to be. I think Yiner's just a good basketball player. I just don't know. Man, the bullpen, I don't know why Montero's going to be. We saw the outlier year from Montero. We experienced it.
Yeah.
In a World Series. Then they paid him for the outlier year, and they're paying for it again now. They're going to pay for it twice. But the Presley thing is concerning. You don't like that, and the Fromber thing is. Yeah. Not concerning.
Well, that's...
It's one game.
Not
concerning.
Would you say what we saw in game one are all the things you would be concerned about if you had questions about this team?
Oh, you mean Bregman not getting hits early in the... Yeah.
Fromber.
In a tiny sample size.
But if we were picking
Bregman and Tucker doing nothing, Fromber not throwing
Tucker
strikes.
Tucker got a hit to win the game if he gets in there.
Game. I guess he did get a hit late.
It would have tied the game.
But yeah.
Was he in, by the way?
Nah, I don't think so.
You think he got tagged?
It looked like he got tagged.
Okay.
Looked like he got tagged.
I thought it was... I wasn't all the way sure on it.
Yeah. It looked like he got him on his side as he was, it took him a while to touch the plate, so it looked like he was out. I mean, there was no way they were overturning that. No way. They didn't have conclusive evidence. You know, Yordan ripped the ball. His first hit, and then he had two hits on the
day. I'm not worried about Yordan.
Altuve is going to be fine. He was 1-for-5. Bregman is going to be fine. I mean, he went the other way. Did you in this offseason, he said Jonathan Loaisiga is the toughest pitcher he faces. It's the toughest pitcher in the league, he said. Yeah. He said that was his toughest guy to face. And he singled off him, which was nice. You know, Abreu picked up right where he... Nothing.
The triumphant return of Abreu is something...
We'll see.
I'm still not
it's
really
0-for-3. He was great in the postseason. But the pitching... That's the earliest that we've seen Ryan Presley ever? Ever?
Yeah.
He pitches in the sixth inning? Well, that's how he's been demoted? Well, you're not our closer anymore. You're going to be our long reliever in the sixth.
Well,
like, wow.
Get guys out.
Yeah. Just.
Listen, your job is to do what your job is. This is not going to be on a spotter.
What did you think of Hader?
Well, I mean, that looked good.
Oh, that looked great.
Yeah, that looked good. Yeah. Obviously, three strikeouts in an inning is pretty good.
I mean, the last one was a little controversial. I don't know that all those were strikes, but man, that dude, he can really wing it.
Well, it's the first game you lose, but it sucks to lose a 4-0 lead early. I mean, you had so much, the energy was there. It's like you had it all going for you.
Yep.
At 4-0, you have the back end doing their work. You think, man, if the front end of the lineup starts getting some runs, it could turn into a 7-2 before you know it. And then Fromber, and then the bats went silent, and then Fromber, man, just completely
six walks
fell apart.
And a hit batter.
Yeah.
Wow, he was all over and he got bailed by the double plays. And it's like, oh my goodness, the luck is with Fromber today. And then that fourth inning, holy crap!
That's why you can't just say, oh, guys, get out of jams all the time. Like that's not.
Well, he's a sinker ball pitcher and gets double play balls.
Yeah, he does. But when he doesn't, it's big runs. It's big innings. Like, you can't be a guy who lets a lot of people. You can't just nibble all the time or have control problems with a whip that's around 1-1 or 1-2, 1-1-9 or 1-2, because you're going to get hurt by it.
Even when Fromber was at his best with his 25 straight quality starts or whatever the number was.
I forget. He got out of everything.
80, whatever. He got out of everything. But he, no. He had given up a three spot in one inning and then shut him down the other innings. He did that a lot. He does that a lot, in where he just loses it for one inning. And then that happened yesterday.
You know, we've been spending so much time talking about Hunter Brown and Christian Javier. But the fact is, I mean, we kind of have to make an assumption that Fromber's going to be just fine and going to be a good pitcher. If he's not, it alters everything.
Yeah.
If Fromber is not going to be a consistent pitcher, Fromber's not going to be a consistent winner for you, you may not be a favorite in the division because Fromber's a big, big, big part of it. He doesn't really miss starts. I mean, he's considered a guy who's a stopper.
Well, he was 11-10 last year, and they still got to the sixth game.
But you can't do that every year. No. That's not going to happen every year.
Well, we'll see. It's a 716 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
By the way, they got there.
Time to break it.
Only because they weaseled into the playoff on the last day.
Well, they didn't weasel, and they won the division. It was a tough division, and they won it.
Well, they needed help.
We got to break it here. It's one in. And not good. Not good. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, though. We got the Cougs tonight. We got Rockets tonight. We got Astros tonight. It is great. You want to get in? 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about them games last night? UConn is just rolling people. UConn is just rolling people and destroying lives.
The NCAA tournament, they're trying to get us. Have they won a game by less than 30? It's ridiculous. 27. What'd they win by? 30 last night. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, ooh, you guys are trying to get us.
Well,
you're putting everybody really hard against us. San Diego State, they rolled them.
It's working.
What's that? Not working. It's a bunch of whiny biaz.
It's working. And Dan they Hurley. Clearly are,
be man up.
Him,
ooh, it's too
off.
Hard for us. Man
Come
up.
Come on now. Jordan did that too. Stop.
No, Jordan
never did
that.
Tell you.
Jordan,
yes, he did.
Jordan just said, "Oh, you said that about me. Watch this."
And everyone said, "I didn't say anything about
you." Yeah, well,
you.
That's all right. I make it up. That's all right. No, but there not whiny, not being. Oh, you made it too hard for me.
The only difference
this is
he
so
said it
hard.
Public.
They're trying to get me.
He said it public. It's working. You have to admit it's working. They're beating the brakes off everybody.
They're beating the brakes off everybody because they're that much better than everybody.
Well, yeah, they already are.
They already are. You don't have to be a whiny little biatch like Dan Hurley. Alabama over North Carolina, 89-87.
Tell you what, man, I give Alabama a lot of credit. You lost what you lost last year, and they haven't even – I mean, they did skip a beat. I mean, they're not the same team, but they played well towards the end of the year, and then right now they're playing – like, they're very – they're rolling under the radar still. No one cares. Alabama's not been a discussion point this year in basketball. I'll keep an eye on them.
What
that is a dangerous.
What do
thing.
We think about that wispy mustache, though?
Don't like it, but that's popping up all over the place. I'm just having to deal. My son Drake has a big old mustache,
no.
And I'm just having to deal with the. Yeah, he shaved his head. He's got a mustache. He looks like he's a bartender somewhere
in 1920.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. But then he's got the pads. Like he's in phenomenal shape right now. He's 175, just rocked up. He's getting ready for a fight coming up, and he's training people. Like if you saw him, he's. He does look like he. You know what he looks like? Peaky Blinders, the brother, the crazy brother.
Yeah, the cocaine. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Drake's not doing that, but okay. He looks like that brother who was always John, I think his name was, was always out of. You didn't know what you were going to get.
It wasn't John. Was it Alf? What was the
Alfred?
Other?
Alfred?
No, not Alfred. What was the crazy brother's name? Not John. John was the younger one that
Molly. John got killed,
Yeah, John was Aunt Molly's
Arthur.
Cousin.
His name is Arthur.
Arthur.
That's what he looks like only when Arthur, not when Arthur got super skinny. Didn't Arthur shave his head at one point or no?
They all had the, the hair way back, the sides back.
Yeah, it was always shaved on the sides. But
Grant Nelson, holy crap, did he play his ass off last night. That's the wispy mustache guy. He's big, and he was dominant. But very disappointing for North Carolina. Baycott, I mean, it was just that team. Of course, was it not? I mean, Seth Greenberg, take that. You've been saying the Cougs were going to be the first eliminated time and time again.
He didn't even think the Cougs
would get to the Sweet 16.
He's tripled down. Yeah, now they need to win today so you can really be a take that.
Right, right, right.
I mean, but, because going to Sweet 16 if you're one seed is not that big a deal.
No. And then Arizona, Clemson taking it to Arizona.
Dude, I'm telling you, Clemson. What's the guy's name?
Hunter came from Terrence Shannon came from Texas Tech. Hunter, how about Hunter? He and his brother, his mom's in the stands. The young Hunter got the big basket at the end to clinch it.
I was at church, so I didn't get a seat.
You didn't see that. You were in your car, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was kind of at church.
Yeah, you kind of went to church, but not really. But man, that Chase Hunter is a pretty good player. That team is scary.
Who's the mustache guy that they have on their team with the chubby face?
Clemson's team?
Yeah, and you think, what? This guy's not going to be able to play. And that as soon as you see him starting, it should be a surefire sign.
Shefflin.
Yeah. Ian Shefflin. If they don't look like they should be on the court, and yet they're starting for a tournament team, they're the dangerous ones. Mustache glasses guy at Indiana State. Granted, they didn't make tournament, but they should have. As soon as you see a guy who you say, hey, he doesn't look like he should be playing basketball, and they're on the court, they're exactly the ones you got to watch out for.
He's got giddy hair. Josh Giddey here.
He does.
But he's a good player.
That's the same size, too.
That's a scary team. So, yeah, I mean, it's Clemson and Alabama. Illinois gets UConn, and Clemson or Alabama is going to make the Final Four.
One of them's going to make the Final Four.
So far, it's gone about according to Hoyle as it possibly could right up until last night. Right up until last night, we started to get some. But those teams are good teams. Like UConn last year came for the four seed, right?
Yeah, but they didn't lose. They didn't win a game by less than double digits
in the tournament.
Yeah, so what they did through six games last year is continuing this year, where they were just completely dominant, even in the Final Four. I think they were four, and you know, I'm sure Hurley used that as motivation because he uses everything.
Whatever. Stop whining. But they got Illinois now and Terrence Shannon. Was Terrence Shannon this good at Texas Tech? Holy crap. He is a scorer. That dude can just flat out play.
And he's playing through some stuff. I mean, you can look it up. He was accused of something. He's denied it, and that's still ongoing.
Oh, that's right. That's still going on?
Yeah, Illinois didn't suspend him. But there was a chant at a game during the Big Ten tournament where an opposing fan base made comment and then either the school or the Big Ten had to apologize because they were alluding to that particular case. So it's something that's followed him throughout the year, but he's played really well.
Yeah, he's got an alleged sexual battery charge.
Wasn't alleged. He
was charged for an alleged incident, right? That's what the headline. His alleged sexual battery charge. His alleged sexual battery. He's got a charge against him, and you know, get back out there.
I don't know Illinois' policy, but I guess until legal proceedings. Usually, it's not that way. They say, "Hey, we'll sit you down until the legal proceedings are figured out."
He was out for a while.
They brought him back and said, hey, until that, you can play.
Well, we got to win some basketball.
We got a good team.
Yeah. We got a chance to go to the Final Four, okay?
It happened during a football game, first football game, I think, of the year. Illinois was taking off. He was visiting for Illinois football game against Kansas. It happened at Lawrence, Kansas, in a bar. Touched a girl on the butt and reached under her skirt and grabbed her, allegedly. But the accuser identified him from
Illinois' team roster. And she, additionally, she consented to a sexual assault exam at a local hospital the day after the alleged event took place. This is...
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know legalese as far as battery and what's termed sexual assault, but there was, it got more than just grabbing of the butt. If we're going, if,
yeah,
I'm not going
to
get graphic
like,
about
I'm
it,
trying
but,
to figure out how we got from
yeah,
rape
but,
to,
yeah, well,
but, yeah,
let's just say it went beyond that in that particular bar and
okay.
That's why.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave your, keep your hands to yourself, youngsters out there.
Yep.
Keep your hands to yourself. Hey, get your bet in though. Get your bet on with mybookie.ag right now. Not the kids, per se, but the adults in the
yes.
car.
Yes, if you're of legal age, you
yeah.
can go to mybookie.
Yeah, you can't go if you're a kid. You can't sign up if you're a kid. That's not what we should be doing. What we should be doing is we should be getting to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, and putting in our initial deposit and getting 50% on top of that to play. So you put in $200. Your initial deposit is $200. You got $300 to play with. And you got to make bets to in order to get that in there and to get that bonus. But you can't just go, ooh, I'm going to make it. Well, actually, I don't know if it's still going on, but they did have a third. You put in whatever you put in, make one bet, and then you can pull it out. I don't know if that's still going on, but I do know that you do get 50% on top. And you can get your money out of there. If you win and you want to get your money, it's not a big rigmarole. It's actually you're able to get your money and they'll send it to you. So here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Get that bonus. You get all the games that you want to play. It's an unbelievable time right now with baseball, basketball, hockey, football. But, yeah, you got XFL or UFL, rather. That's coming up as well. Whatever you want to bet on anytime, anywhere, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 on this Good Friday. I know there's a lot of people. Nobody was on the road. There's nobody in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's Good Friday. I think a lot of people get off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the golf courses are. I talked to Elmer before about this. I think the busiest days of the year are the day after Thanksgiving and today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because Good Friday and the day after Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I just know this. Around me, I'm in an area where there's a lot of Middle Eastern food, and Ramadan's going on also. And so, if I go in at lunch.
Nobody there?
I mean, well, it's just non-Muslims, I guess. You can't have food.
You can't have food during the day.
So it's like you go in and it's. Well, look, this is the way I like life. I like to go to a movie theater with four people there or none or zero. It doesn't matter. Don't want anyone sitting next to me. That's fine.
How about this? I went to a movie. We went to Cabrini. Have you seen?
Nicole needs
to see Cabrini. She'll really, really like Cabrini.
She doesn't see movies anymore.
Well, she needs to go see Cabrini.
Is there a book she can read about it?
Well, no. She should go to the movie because it's really, really good. But it's empty, and there's one guy sitting behind me, and he's kicked my chair a couple of times. And the whole place is empty.
And there's one guy behind me.
I'm like, what the?
See, I always thought that'd be a funny. I remember talking to Raheel about that, going to a theater, do a prank show where you walk over and you say, even if you got one seat between you,
no seats. Just sit, and there's nobody in the theater.
How good would that prank show be? You just walk right there and just sit next to
right
somebody.
Next to somebody.
That would be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Or you go in, there's, same thing, bathroom, multiple urinals, and you just go right next to the guy who's got one.
Yeah.
No wedge in between, nothing.
So Ramadan is like for bars and restaurants what rodeo is. Rodeo kills bars and restaurants in this city because you got all of those people that would be drinking there are drinking it. Well, all those people that are working there would be drinking it. It really is a killer.
Ramadan, you're not going to have a lot of drinks.
No. But
the food
for they Middle Eastern food.
So they open back up. It's late night for a lot of those places. Like Lyle down the street on Richmond. Oh my gosh, it's
and
packed.
At night it's packed.
Packed at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah.
But other ones are like, I noticed they're closed around my house. It's almost like they're saying, I guess we'll just take these next couple of weeks off. Well, they'll open during the day. They don't change their time. Man, I would say, hey, look,
I've
closed during the day,
yeah,
and I would just open at night.
Plus, they can't eat, and they're around all that food?
I know.
That's hard. That's real
you know,
torture.
That's what used to make Dream incredible. He would go to Denver and put during Ramadan, just the games that he had where he couldn't have water. He couldn't have water either, and he's playing basketball.
Yeah.
And Dream would give people work. It was amazing.
It was amazing that he couldn't eat and what he did during that time. Amazing. Anyway, yeah. So this started because Art is telling me, when can you drink? It's so dumb. You know what? Abstinence is good, Art. Maybe you should try it sometimes. Okay? Abstain from... Listen, I'm around all my maniac friends and they're still drinking. The other ones are still drinking. It's like... Like me, I'm like Dream.
Do you know how you can really show Jesus you love him? If you abstain from everything you like. Give up Wendy. Give up golf.
What?
Yeah, give up Wendy. Give up golf. Give up alcohol. Could you do that to really love Jesus?
I'm not giving up Wendy. I don't have to give up Wendy for...
Well, in a marital sense.
No, I'm not.
You're still going to see her and watch movies with her.
I love God, but nope. Not.
What?
I love God, but I love
Wendy,
too.
So you officially love Wendy more than...
I love Wendy, too.
Do you love Wendy more than alcohol?
No, God never said give... Only Opus Dei said that, okay?
No, you can give up more things than just alcohol. Why don't you give up golf? What would you do? Like, what would your day
poker.
Be? Yeah. You got to keep some places.
Rummy. Yeah.
One of the things that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount was, we got to keep a vice or two. You can't just give everything up.
And the Mount of Olives, he said, hey, listen, keep a few on the side.
I'm not telling you everything.
Wow, is Father TJ listening right now? Father TJ.
Not everything. I mean, you can...
Jesus is like a youth pastor. Like he's like, look, I know my dad's a little rough, and he's really demanding, but you can do a little bit. Like Jesus is up there with some Jordans on and some fitted jeans talking about, hey, guys, life is hard.
Okay, I'm about to say something, and I don't know if I should, but I'm going to say it. Because I learned it, and I didn't know what this was. And I don't think you guys should really comment on this. I'm just going to say it out loud, and you can
do
whatever
Spice
searches.
Girls do it or something?
No, not
Spice. No, that's
Spice.
Ice Spice. Oh.
There's something. Have you ever heard of
the
phrase?
Not
the
Spice Girls.
Okay, whatever.
Have you ever? Del, something tells me you will have heard of this. John won't have heard of this. Although, I found it on Twitter in some of those videos that pop up that may have been on one of those sites that you told me about. You know, one of those crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of, oh, God, should I do it?
Well,
have you just ever heard of the phrase called soaking?
Oh,
he has. Okay, I just leave it there. No, some people think that's you can get away with that. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
What,
no,
what
your reaction
on
means
Good
that,
Friday?
Fromber
Good Friday,
needs
you're
to get
doing
his
this.
Braids back. Fromber needs his braids back. To get his chi back.
He wasn't good with the braid last year, the extensions last year.
The extensions got him a World Series, though.
I thought he had the extensions last year. He showed
no,
up with those
he,
last
he came,
year.
No, the second half of 2022. Wait, John, that was...
Dude, what? What are you talking about?
Didn't Fromber have his braids in 22? Didn't he come back after the All-Star break in 22?
Yeah.
With the braids. It wasn't last year.
Yeah.
It was year
he
before.
He won the World Series with it.
He won
well,
the World
he
Series
wasn't good last year with them.
Last year, the extensions, look, I thought maybe getting rid of the extensions might be good for him this year. I'm not sure it is. He may need to go back to extensions. If he's going to walk six, hit one, and only strike out five, we may need to go back to the extensions.
It's an urban legend, by the way, that term that you said.
No, it's not.
Yeah. The Latter-day Saints say it's an urban legend. Because it's supposed to be a Latter-day Saints practice, allegedly.
I can tell you that the kids, I'll just show you
what
some stuff during the break.
What kids?
The college kids.
Oh, you mean the BYU kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that ain't, it's not a legend to them. They're trying to say, found a loophole.
Well,
found a loophole.
Okay.
All of this on a holy day.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly,
you started.
That's not my fault.
You started this.
Actually, now all the kids are looking it up on their way to school.
This is actually. Are they off on Good Friday?
Are kids off today? They should be. I hope so.
I don't know how.
Yeah, actually, this public schools teach it. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, you started off saying Jesus is, hey, keep a vice or two.
Sermon on the, yeah.
And oh my God.
Yeah, this was mine.
No, Ricky said instead of giving up golf, cart path only. That's what Jesus said. Now, that is a sacrifice.
No, that's a sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah. That is a huge sacrifice. No, I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Or if you limit blinds in poker.
Why would God want cart path only? Jesus never said that.
He never did.
Never said that. I think I'd rather give up golf than just always cart path
only. You'd rather just not play.
Just not play. Yeah. That's like the scourge of man, cart path
only. Or aerated green.
Yeah. Or aerated greens are, you know, you can still hit. It sucks. There's no question, but you got to put up with it. It's part of the deal because you got to play. What are you going to do? Not play?
You remember when the show started and you're talking about how big of a weekend it is in sports in this town?
It is.
And now we're doing.
Oh, by the way,
doing this.
Did you see the score? Did you see how Scotty Scheffler played?
Oddly enough, I did not.
What?
Oddly enough, I don't know how Scotty Scheffler played.
Oh my God, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
How are you going to
5 under?
Del, how are you going to prioritize? You've got to have Apple TV just because
I do.
You watch everything.
I watch everything. Yeah.
Okay. How are you going to prioritize your sports today?
Oh, Mopes and Mapes talked about it yesterday. We were doing over unders, but for games, watch Astros wise. And I got to tell you, Fridays probably not going to be watching a lot of Astros baseball on Fridays.
That's a tougher if you're living a life. I mean, if you're an at-home person, it's not that hard. If you're living a life, it's a little tougher. Yeah.
So Apple TV, particularly when you have other games on that are of importance, the Astros are going to have to go to the
back. How do you balance
the back of the line?
I'm not just going to say Cougars because I know you're watching all tournament.
Yeah.
How do you balance tournament versus Rockets?
I'll have tournament on television, Rockets on a laptop.
Is Miami playing too?
Not the Canes. What do you mean?
No.
The Heat?
The Heat.
Yeah, they're playing a game, but the Rockets come first. I can keep track.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got a job to do.
That's true.
He has a show now.
Yeah, you got a show. You got your own show now.
Yeah, I mean.
Now you have to be, like, actually work.
Oh, you mean by watching TV?
Yeah.
That's work you're talking about?
No, so no, does no, TV
no.
is
no.
TV?
You didn't have. There are a lot of games, but I sacrifice it. I do. I watch
is
all
TV
the games
your priority?
That I have to.
What do you
does
mean?
The TV get your is that if it's on the TV, does that mean that's number one?
Well,
no, sometimes you have to
it
you
depends.
Have to watch
well,
it.
I don't have a service that provides Rockets games for TV, so I have to find other ways to watch.
Right, he cheats.
On my laptop.
Oh, I got something.
Yeah,
do you have a
it.
Fire Stick?
I do.
He steals.
Steals.
Get with me during the break.
That's an aggressive term.
Get with me during the break.
No, you steal television.
I finesse television.
No, you're
I finesse. No,
that's
no,
okay.
No, I finesse.
Bilbo Baggins. You're a thief. Okay.
Bilbo was one of the greatest hobbits of all time. Thank you.
Yeah, you're a thief. A burglar.
Yeah, but he did it for the sake of the realm.
That was the nerdiest thing. Bilbo Baggins was one of the great hobbits of all
I'm
time.
I'm leaning into
the nerdiest ship that you've
I
ever
know.
Said.
I'm leaning into his nonsense. Okay. I'm just leaning into what he's talking about.
Okay,
that's all.
You're a thief. That's all.
I'm not a thief.
You won't. Yeah.
I procure things.
If you got a fire stick,
you're
hit me up.
You're stealing from the giant smog. Cool. That is the entertainment world.
I don't even watch the Rockets broadcast. I usually have to watch
this
the
This is not a
the out of town
holiday,
broadcast.
This is not a holiday show.
Don't
We've got to get back to it. This is my fault. I get it.
Look,
I am actually, and I've actually holding myself accountable.
This is your fault.
I traced it all the way back. I followed the money, and me doing Sermon on the Mount joke is what really pulled
Look,
this whole thing.
I'm not even stealing from Space City Home Network, whatever the hell they're called. I'm usually, for whatever reason, having to watch out-of-town broadcasts. So if you take issue...
I've got the ability for you to watch all of
I'm sure
your
you
games
do.
On
if
your
you,
fire stick.
If you have an issue tonight with me taking away from the Utah Jazz broadcast, so be it. But that's probably what I'm going to be watching.
Well, he did a show with Raheel, so he knows all how to finesse the game.
I actually pay for it.
Oh, you do?
I pay for it, but it's low. It's legal, and it's low.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's a pretty sweet
deal. All right, you know what else is interesting? Making money that you're not using. And that's what they do at Home Bank. Business and personal banking solutions for any need. How about this? Okay, Home Bank is offering an annual percentage yield of 5.05% on a 5-month CD. If you want a longer term, you can get 4.5% APY on an 11-month CD. The minimum balance is only $2,500. So you got $2,500 that's just going to be sitting around, or more. I mean, you could put $50,000, whatever it is. I don't know how much money you got laying around. I'm sure if you got at least $2,500, you can put this into this 5-month CD at 5.05 or 11-month for 4.5%. It's a great way for your money to make money for you, as opposed to just sitting around in savings and not doing anything. Look. Talk to one of the local bankers at any Houston area location, River Oak, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Friendswood, and a new location in the Baybrook area. You're looking for a great way. A bank can help you with your business and your personal solutions. They can help you with your checking accounts, personal or your small business. It's kind of a big deal. They know what they're doing. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Home Bank, member FDIC.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, just real quick, I want to ask you this. I saw they're talking on ESPN about Packers are planning to sign Jordan Love to an extension, and that's, you know, you would expect that. Quincy Avery, who is a quarterback coach, he's Deshaun's guy, and some other quarterbacks, he made a comment that he thinks Dallas is stupid for not doing a deal with Dak. And I thought, he may just because he, you know, Quincy wants everyone to get the bag and all this stuff. And a lot of people don't think about, okay, what's best for the player, what's best for the team, how should you look at, you know, what's going to be the right amount. But he does. But I was thinking about what he's saying, and it really is true. Any quarterback that you don't, while it sucks, you better be prepared to draft a quarterback, because if you don't give Dak his money and you wait, and then you say, I guess we'll give him his money. Every year that passes goes up another $4 to $5 million a year.
Did you see them taking Penix?
So the belief in league circles now is Penix is going to be the fifth quarterback, and he's going in the first. And not just because did you see his testing? He ran in a 4.5 in the 4.5s in his 40. No quarterback ran a 40 this year. He ran in a 4.5s. And he vertical jumped, not that this matters. He vertical jumped 36 and a half inches, which is great. Broad jumped over 10. Those are wide receiver numbers for the most part. But he doesn't run. Like, he just doesn't run. Yeah. But Michael Penix is a hot name in the draft, and they think he's going in the
first
round.
Can he be trusted because of the injury?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
And
yeah, 4 straight years, but 2 straight years he hasn't with Washington. But remember how he got beat to hell against Michigan? And he was limping around, could barely finish the game against Michigan?
Yeah. I don't know. When he's on, he is.
I think Dallas is a really interesting name with Penix. I never thought about that.
Because they got to do something. This is Dak's last year. Dak's going to be going into free agency. They got to do something. This is it.
Well,
unless they come to terms with Dak.
But if you don't come to terms and you wait until next year, like, how much is that going to cost you?
Yeah. Well,
and what can Dak get on the open market? Like, are teams going to have enough money anymore to sign other teams' free agent quarterbacks? Have you noticed that's not really happening in their prime? I mean, Kirk Cousins signed a deal, but what quarterback in his prime leaves a team?
Is Dak the James Harden of the NFL?
Yes. I don't even think he's that. James was an elite scorer. I don't think Dak is an elite quarterback. I think he's a very good quarterback, but he's not one of the best three quarterbacks.
He led the league in touchdown passes, since we're talking about scoring. I don't know if that's a proper comp, but he led the league in touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Had a really good offensive year, regular season-wise.
Yeah. And then?
Never been an MVP. Has he ever finished in top three in MVP?
I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever finished in top three in MVP. Like, to me,
his teams win a lot of games in the regular season.
I know they do. How does he not MVP? How's he not getting MVP vote?
I'll see. I'll look.
I think they're, because people know. until he proves that he is reliable in the postseason, I think they hold it against him.
But he doesn't have a great – yeah, but is it fair to Dak? I mean, he doesn't have a great running game, not like they were. The offensive line's not as great as they once were.
He was top two this past year. He was the second in voting this past year.
Oh, he was second?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Man, I just kind of – did you know that?
I had no idea.
How did I not know that he was second? It's like the quietest
– really?
The quietest thing
ever. Dak was second?
Well, look at his numbers. He division winner.
No, his numbers are good.
36 touchdowns. His numbers are good. Over 4,500 yards. Yeah. And 9 picks. He was good.
And they won a lot of games. I don't know. Like, but
4-1 touchdowns?
But the Cowboys have never been all in on – it feels like they've never been all in on Dak. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They always
it's always comes down to the wire on giving him money. Well, but until he proves that he can do it in the postseason.
Is it his fault in the postseason?
I think the James comparison is pretty accurate.
If you're a Dak,
is it his fault?
If you're a Dak defender,
well,
you go.
When he drops the snap. Oh, no, that was Tony Romo.
No.
Same thing.
If you're a Dak defender, you go, well, his coaches have been Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, but they're the same.
If you're going to defend
them. Come on now. They're the same
ones.
He had
a great year under McCarthy.
They're the same ones that have that he's thrived. I know, but that's a lazy
thing. But does anyone believe Jason Garrett is getting the best out of his team? Did anyone believe that?
I just know he had his best year.
I said Jason Garrett.
They won the division. What do you want him to do? And they were in the playoffs. What were they, the second
seed? Well, Mike McCarthy could only make – these are the defenders. Mike McCarthy could only make one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
Defenders of anybody typically are – defenders of anyone who fails, despite – if you do great in a regular season and then you struggle in the postseason – anybody who defends by trying to use coaches is pretty much just deflecting. I mean, it's not they don't want to face that. Now, sometimes it's too early to just go in on people because they have failed in the postseason. It's a growing process. Michael Jordan took a while to win. Akeem Olajuwon, took a little while to win after at least that 86 when he was young. It took him a long time after that. So sometimes it takes guys a while. But with Dak, I mean, has Dak been the reason? I'd have to go and look at all the data. Dak doesn't always have great games.
No, he's been okay. He hasn't been awful.
Yeah, the Packer game was a great game where Aaron Rodgers beat him with one of the greatest throws in football history. And that has nothing to do with Dak.
The defense couldn't get a stop.
Yeah.
He's been okay. Not great, not terrible if you look at the game logs.
But he's going to be a $50 million a year quarterback. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but
if you don't pay him now... Then he walks, you get a third round compensation.
If you need a quarterback next offseason, let's say the Steelers, because they're, they're paying Russell
Wilson. Penix is either Penix or Bo
Nix. Would you give Dak $50 million in free agency?
Sure.
You would?
You know, he's no different than Kirk Cousins in the sense that, I mean, he's more expensive and he's younger. But, yeah, if you need a quarterback, he's a ready-made quarterback. You don't have to go through the aches and pains. You just have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah, you have to pay him. I don't know. I just feel like he's...
If you're ready to win...
You're in limbo. You're never going to reach the...
New York Giants. And 100% give Dak the money.
If Dak was a San Francisco 49er quarterback, would he have made a Super Bowl by now?
Yeah.
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 So, I mean...
Unless he did something stupid again, like grab a football... when they're trying to spot it.
Well, this is why I'm talking about coaching. Because if Dak was combined with Kyle Shanahan, he would have been in a Super Bowl, maybe two, and maybe have won one already.
Okay, you have Kenneth Walker, you have DK Metcalf, you have who's the
Lockett's
other?
Gone. Yeah. He's going to be done.
Oh, did Lockett leave?
No, but he's going to be done.
I mean, Tyler Lockett, but they still have Lockett, and then they also grabbed Jackson Smith and Jigba. You don't think that he could thrive over there?
Yeah.
I mean, they need a better offensive line, but... but they've got some pieces. They're better than they have been. Like, yeah, if I were a team, I would pay for Dak if I needed a quarterback. Sure. Now, I say that by also saying I don't know if Dak can ever win at the highest level for the Cowboys. I don't know if he has that in him, honestly.
Well, let's say for whatever reason Brock Purdy gets injured again. Would he be good enough to win with the 49ers if they came calling the offseason?
How could they possibly afford him with all the money they're paying?
Who knows?
I'm hypothetical.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about could he win at the highest level?
Is he better? Yes.
This is what I'm saying. So coaching and situation matters. And sure, they win a lot of games in regular season, but no one's trusting Garrett
Dallas
or McCarthy.
Has to do a deal. And see, that at the end of the day, every team eventually says, we can't let him walk.
You can't.
You can't let
him walk. They couldn't let him last time.
And guess what? And when their contracts are big and they're not playing up to it, you can't get away from them. You're stuck.
So
now they're playing. If they don't do it though, and they let them get to free agency, now they're playing Russian.
Now, whose quarterback is getting paid a ton of money? Who's not really like who's really hurting the team because he's not
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, Russell Wilson was two and done.
Daniel Jones.
Are there any Daniel Jones at 20-something million? But there's not a lot of guys who get the mega deals. Joe Burrow, I mean, Joe's got to stay healthy. Josh Allen, Lamar now. I mean, usually Kirk Cousins has been solid every year. He's got money.
The inflection point will be the dude in Miami.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Tua.
Kirk Cousins and Dak are about the same guy.
They can't get away from Tua either.
Yeah.
You can't. This is the thing. Devil you know versus devil you don't. You end up overpaying for production, and then you're stuck. Yeah. But at the same time, if you don't have that, you could go into you could turn into New England.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. You want to hang out with us here? You want to hang out with Craig DeSerf? You got to get down there.
Get down to and Craig wrote a really nice handwritten card to me and to Alec and to the family. I've known Craig for years. I consider Craig DeSerf and Rick Drenner and those guys there personal friends. Jeff, who handles a lot of, like, he ran my car back up to me. They had my car. We had, you know, I just haven't brought it in. The chip, when I got the car, they didn't have the chip because of the issues we were having with production at the time because of COVID. And so I did not have the chip that comes in that shows the rear, you know, this is the rear alarm system when you back out and heats the seats and all that kind of stuff. And so I brought my car in. They had that done. And then I'm just too busy. I could not get out there. They gave me a loaner car. Jeff came and brought the car, dropped it off, switched out the loaner, and boom, we were good to go. That's standard customer service for them. That has nothing to do with me. That has to do with what they will do for their customers, and that includes when it's time to buy your car. If you can't make it in to get your car, they'll drive your car out to you. If you need a lease, they'll work on a lease for you. If you want to purchase with a great APR rate, they'll help you find a vehicle that has that APR rate for you that month, and if they don't have it, they'll just tell you, let's wait a little bit and wait until that particular program comes up. I want to say this. Look, you can get Buick GMCs or Chevys at a ton of different locations, but what you can't get are the best prices, the best selection, and people that care about you this much, where you are family, and they want to treat you like family so that you get your next car there, you tell other people about it, because a car buying experience should be a fun time, not a stressful one. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Yes, they're in Angleton, but you can start the car buying experience and even finish it if you want online at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.